And what about your sake? What do you want to see from your own archive for what you leave behind yourself?
I have no particular interest in that. People have, all through my career, people have been very generous in giving me access to their lives. And I've recorded that. And I think that in return, I owe them the respect of preserving that. For example, I made a series of films to train policemen in the care of the mentally ill. In all of those films, the policemen are shown at their best. I made sure that those films are now preserved in the police museum in Cleveland, where two of the films were made, because I think that it's important that the next generation, my grandfather was a cop, let's look at him, let's see what he was doing.
And from another perspective, what is, as a filmmaker, what is our responsibility to the people we film?
It seems to me that if you are using people's real lives and real experiences, you owe them the respect of doing it honestly. If you're hiring them as actors, that's another thing. Then they are a vehicle, and everybody knows it. Over and over again, I've had the experience of people saying, that was the important part of my life. You know, we were just talking about why I'm interested in having an archive. And I was saying that so often the films I've made have been when people were at a crisis point, but usually seen at their best. And I owe them the respect of preserving that for the next generation.
Amen. Absolutely.
The police training films, for example, were making simple training films for the police, but they were reenacting their roles, and you see them at their best. My grandfather was a cop. Let's look at him. Do you know about the Orphan Film Festival? Well, there's a group of archivists who think that what we were doing in the 40s, 50s, and 60s may have some value. They started the Orphan Film Festival to collect and preserve films of that time. And it was at the University of South Carolina, and was moved recently to NYU and was there this summer. Dan Strybel was ahead of it. He's on the NYU staff now. Well, I got us before this last festival, I got a call from a scholar at NC State who wanted to do a paper. And he said, I've been doing some research and found that the Southern Educational Film Production Service made a film about which you wrote, called Mr. Williams Wakes Up, which happens to be the first film I ever wrote. And he said, but we can't find a copy of it. And I said to myself, goody. I thought I'd been a very clever script writer in figuring out a story that would get all 34 divisions of the State Health Department together. I learned something very valuable at the acceptance screening. Did I get credit for the 33? No, where was rat control? I'd left it out because the material they gave me was obviously just so terrible. So a month later he called up and he said, we found a copy of Tar Heel Family. And I said, yes. He said, oh, no, it's good. It's got pollution in it. It's got this. And they showed that at the festival, and it was held up all right. But afterwards, I got a call from the North Carolina archivist saying, we have found a copy of Mr. Williams Wakes Up. And she sent it to me. Well, I realized that it was well worth saving, because if you turn off the soundtrack, you have very well photographed small town life in North Carolina in the late 40s. There is. If you take it out of context and look at it, it's a good record. And I imagine that's true of many of our films that otherwise are not worth saving.
As a filmmaker myself, George, I always wonder, what are we doing as filmmakers? When you're filming, what's going on in your mind?
Depends on what I'm filming.
No, I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, do we have a story we want to tell, or do we want to just discover the story?
Sometimes you just want to, keep your job.
Yeah, sometimes you want to lose your job.
Sure.
It makes it real easy to
do. So we're working on this archive. Anything you want to say to people who are going to maybe come to it and look at it? And...
Well, I don't. I am uncomfortable in having whole sequences used out of context. And there's no way you can guard against that. And in fact, sometimes you're the last person to make that judgment. So, but you do have a responsibility that people have opened themselves up to you. And what are you doing to them?
What are we doing as documentary filmmakers? Why do we do what we do?
Skills are not quite there yet.
Well,
hi, Gerard. We're heading back. I want to say goodbye and thank you. And I'm so glad, finally, I made it after all these years. And I'm glad you didn't give up on me. Kept sending me the notes, the great map, and it was a great day. It was great bumping into a whole lot of people.
Great.
And, you know.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So we'll be in touch.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So long.
I have to contact you at some point. You know where all your stuff footage is, right? No, but I'm trying to find out where it is.
As teachers, I think we have, as documentary filmmakers, I think we want to make students realize what they're doing to people they photograph, and that they have a responsibility to those people, as well as to the audience, but first to the people in front of the camera. Because it's always a collaboration with them. And I often ask myself, and I ask the students, what was the deal? What were the people in front of the camera expecting to get that made them willing to be in front of your camera? And so often we imply one thing and do another.
Yeah, isn't that true? But, so do you show your rushes to people? When do you show them the film? You show them in process or you show them at the end?
It depends on situations. It really does depend on situations.
I sometimes wonder about that. People are so self-conscious, they go through gymnastics. I don't want that in, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. You know. But I mean, that's part of the responsibility of the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Bye, George.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Lovely party. Okay. Thank
great.
You.
George, all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for the film as
I
well.
I just hope you won't... how are you going back?
Oh, we are going by car today.
I just hope you don't get caught in traffic too bad.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I guess what I'm looking for is we involve people in our, sometimes it's a job, but often it's because we see there's something, something there.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you very much.
This is my first time being here.
Thank you.
And I like your film too.
Thank you. Well, next time.
You influence a lot of filmmakers, a lot of young filmmakers, a lot of filmmakers who have done some important films, made some interesting statements,
mm-hmm.
try to get our attention.
Remember, I was in a favored position. I was at a university where many of them were coming. I was seeing them at a point in their careers when they were sensitive. I've just been lucky.
I'm jealous. I wish I was going.
Yeah. What? Are you coming with us?
No. It seems like people are leaving now.
Yeah.
And I know they want to say goodbye to you. So maybe, why don't we continue this, maybe? Because this can be part of the long-term thing.
How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Oh, yeah. I'm still over there in the boatyard.
Okay. How's it going over there?
Not bad at all. Not bad. Fine.
Yeah.
I worked just a couple of days now.
Yeah.
You know, step mask and that's it.
Yeah.
We're never saying hello.
We're going.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Mike. Happy birthday.
And I think your film was really held up.
I think yours did too.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to call you tomorrow. You going to be out here,
okay,
or should I call you on Monday to figure out when this Brian Winston is coming to interview you?
Better call me Monday because I won't. He'll be emailing me, and I won't get email until
then.
Monday.
I'll call you on Monday then.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And then we're meeting Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Goodbye, George. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for coming, and I'm sorry that your parents didn't come.
Ah, well, they're far away. They can't anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
We'll see you, George.
Okay, take care. Great news, by the way, David. Great news.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What? About the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Betty is in her house.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get her to eat.
Uh-huh.
That's the latest.
Okay. I wonder if...
So she's being involved with...
I'm not sure I can...
can't help with that, I don't think.
Well, sometimes I can, but not sure.
Not today.
Yeah.
You got other things to do. You got other people to deal with.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for your receiving line.
All right.
Thank you very much. Get off.
Thank you. By the way, that's right.
Yeah.
You're driving back?
Yes,
it's not a football.
I just hope you don't get caught in this rain.
At least it held off for your party.
I know. We've been just so lucky.
I know, because it was so in the morning, it was so dubious.
Yeah. One caution. Have you been sitting on the grass?
Yes, that's why.
Check for ticks.
Oh, okay, we were right.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, it's tick check before bedtime.
Okay, good.
This is the real goodbye for now.
All right.
It was so good to see you, yeah.
Good luck, Mike.
It's always a pleasure, and we'll be in touch.
When will I see you again?
Really? I'm thinking September.
I'm going to go, but maybe I could see you this week.
Okay.
You get back in town on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Call me.
I will. Maybe Wednesday evening or Thursday.
Because I particularly want to talk to you about...
The Greensboro thing?
The Greensboro thing, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Great. And I want to show you the new film
oh.
that I'm working on.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. It was great to see you.
And this is my best to your mother.
Thanks. You know, tomorrow's my dad's unveiling.
That's
so it's okay. Method. It's good. We're all together. We're going to...
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. And thank you.
Hello.
I think I felt the rain.
I do too.
Is it, it's a...
Bye-bye.